all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
You're out there, you see somebody do something. Again, let's call it questionable behavior. Typically, you're supposed to keep these thoughts to yourself, but you just kind of mutter to yourself, shake your head, and go, that's all I need to know about you. Fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Here, of course, we encourage you to share. It's brought to you by the University of Bridgeport. Christian, what do you got?
If you take your shopping cart after you're done with it, you put all your groceries in your car, and you take your shopping cart and you fling it across the parking lot, like you're watching a baby bird fly for the first time.
Right.
That's all I need to know about.
Oh.
So are they going to, are they flinging it just across in general, or are they flinging it for the cart holder?
They're not flinging it for the cart holder.
Oh.
No. It's just flinging it.
So
just
I used to aim. I mean, that would be kind of a game. If there was nothing around it, I'll take a shot. I'll see if I can launch that thing three spaces over into the cart holder.
Not That's fine. Close. It's going to its home.
And it feels almost like a slot machine. Like when you get it in, you're like, and it goes into another cart. You're like, yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I am the best at this. Whatever it is we're doing.
Right.
Instead, it went into a car.
Oh,
yeah, that's
come
not cool.
On.
Not good at all.
That's not cool. Steph, what do you got?
If you're a grown man scouring a toy aisle around Christmas time and someone asks, oh, are you looking for a gift for a child in the family? And you say, no, I'm looking for something for myself.
Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
I feel like you were watching me.
I'm talking about you.
Right. I've got one for you here. If it's Christmas time and all you keep asking me for is larger and larger and larger exhaust pipes for your truck. That's all I need to know about you.
Oh,
There's just nothing fun about getting some pipe sent in from China on Amazon that you're going to, you can't wrap it for the kid or whatever.
No.
And you know that every time he pulls up in front of your house for the rest of his life until he finds something else to obsess over, it's going to sound like, I don't know, some sort of crazy type of machine. It's like a tank pulling up in front of your house, basically.
You can't even hide it, too. It's here's your 30-pound present,
and
son.
You can't explain to me on a big truck why an exhaust system that just belches out black smoke makes more sense. Like, I don't get it.
Are we trying to save the planet?
I don't understand what we're doing here. 1-800-330-9999. That's the number here at the studio. Anna and Raven, that's all I need to know about you.
I walked in the public library, and the lady's sitting there with her 7-year-old son, and he's chewing gum like he's a cow on pasture. And I eventually asked him to stop. Did she? I actually said, do you know how to chew with your mouth closed?
You said that.
And, after that, he actually did.
What was her reaction?
Yeah, she didn't say much to me. I think she might have felt a little conflicted.
Ann Raven, that's all I need to know about you.
If you honk at somebody because they're stopping at a stop sign, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm-hmm. Or how about the person that honks when they're behind you when the light turns green and it's literally been green for like half a second?
I make them wait so long before I take off. They wish they never got behind me.